Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe, our people empowering podcast here at our online community. I'm Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here at Track with Frank Vandenhorst and Peter Fellows, three regular guys sharing our experiences and thoughts about making and keeping resolutions. Peter, what will you be sharing with us today?
Thank you, Rick. So one of my resolutions is to continue to schedule time for my own well-being at least once a day here at our online community. Well, audience, this week I'm delighted to share with you a few mindful mental hacks that I've road tested for myself and found useful. I'm looking forward to seeing what you share about your own experiences and techniques in the well-being mastermind space at Track. So I'll be back in a flash to workshop some of these ideas with you. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank, what do you got today?
Making and keeping resolutions. Well, it sounds beautiful, isn't it? For instance, tradition in the new year are the New Year's resolutions, the wish to do things better or different in your life and having the hope that your wishes come true. The promise I made in 24 is to look more at the sunny side of everything in life and to make my optimism come true. This is a very nice intention, but can I keep them in something completely different? Because we are distracted all day, all night, maybe all day, every day. I will give you a very effective strategy on how to make resolutions and how to keep those resolutions. And I have to apply them myself. So, want to know more? Stay tuned. What about you, Rick?
Great stuff, Frankie. Thank you. So what I wanted to share with you is experience is a great teacher. And so what I learned every time I go into the new year, of course, we always hear people talking about in December, well, this is what I'm going to do in January. I have this new idea, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to just change everything January 1st. And so I remember back in the day when I belonged to a Gold's Gym in my area, all the folks who went all year long, we would laugh in December. We would hear all those people who were coming in to sign up. And then when March came, we were just counting the days until, if they even made it to March, till they didn't show up anymore. So it was always funny. But knowing your own brain and how it works to gather data is very important when you're making goals and New Year's resolutions. Peter, what do you got?
All right. So in mindful pathfinding, which is what I do, I work mainly by asking questions and then just watching to see what comes up. So my first step in making a resolution this year was to ask myself, what's already in my life right now that makes me feel fulfilled and for which I am grateful, which is the community, Track, the Road Ahead Cafe. And then I ask myself, what can I do which will increase the level of fulfillment I already feel in those areas? Because a resolution doesn't have to be something new, something that you weren't doing before, but now you're going to do it. It can be a continuation or expansion of something you're already doing that you find fulfilling. So maybe in 2023, you started going out once a week. That was what you did. And you found you really enjoyed that. Well, make a resolution to continue that. Maybe in 2023, you did something you've never done before that made you feel good. Make a resolution to do more of that. You've probably made resolutions before, but are you making the same resolution you make every year that you never keep? What would happen if you didn't do that this year? What would happen if you either made a resolution to do something more or made a resolution to do something that's really just a natural extension of what you're already doing? That way you're halfway there. I try to make my resolutions out of concrete rather than rainbows. And by that, I mean, I try to make them specific. Instead of saying, oh, you know, I want to be kinder, I might choose to do one good thing that I can write down in my journal each week that's very concrete and specific. Or I might choose to practice loving kindness meditation, for example, once a week. It's a very, very specific thing. And if you can make them measurable, your resolutions, so you can see progress, well, for example, you might choose to break down a goal into smaller monthly steps and say, I resolve to do each step each month, because seeing progress breeds resilience for when you have setbacks, and we all have setbacks. But make sure your goal is something that's within your power to achieve, and ask yourself, what are my values here? Why is it important for me to keep this resolution? Those are questions, and you'll be more motivated to continue and to sustain the resolution if it reflects values that are important to you. Ask how you'll feel if you hold on to your resolution. How does it bring more fulfillment into your life? These are all good questions. And here's a hack I like to use. Road test it for yourself. See if it will work for you. Works for me. See what happens for yourself. And that's called using an interrogatory statement rather than what's called a declaratory statement. So what do I mean by that? Those are the fancy words. I just mean, instead of saying, I will do this, you're declaring I will do this, you ask yourself, will I do this? And research shows for some reason, and it certainly works for me, I'm more likely to do the thing if I phrase my resolution as a question. Will I do this? Wherever I can, I also attach people to my purpose. Because if other people factor into my resolution, then I have companions on the journey who sort of act as motivators, whether they're actually doing that resolution with me, but they know about it. Anytime you have a community that supports you and you feel accountable to, you are more likely to keep your resolution. And that's one more reason to schedule time connecting with other members here at the Road Ahead Cafe. And of course, one of my most powerful hacks for anything is to use the Pathfinder's question. Where is my best path forward here for flow of fulfillment? That will help me fulfill and hold on to my resolution. And I can use that on the run, or I can pause in my day, click on the Mighty app, go to track, and where I've recorded that session for me, a 5-minute session, and just listen to that. It's in the quiet retreat. If you have a 5-minute session and you're a member of the Road Ahead Cafe community, just like a visualization you might want to use to help you reach your or keep your resolutions in 2024, consider just recording it for yourself and storing it in the quiet retreat. So it's handy to you. And if you like, other people can take advantage of it too. And that would certainly help with a resolution to reach your goals. Now, for more workshopping right now on making and keeping resolutions, just click your heels together, Dorothy. Say there's no place like home, and listen to what my homies, Rick and Frank, have to share. Rick?
Great stuff, Peter. What do you got, Frank?
Yeah, interesting thing to think about the new resolutions. As a pedagogue and a father of two boys, looking at children, regardless their background or culture, they do all one thing. They explore the world in a playful way. They're all curious. Remember the time you asked your parents questions like, hey, mommy, why is the sky blue? And she frowned a bit. Okay, what was the answer again? Yeah, if she forgot it. You know, things like that, we all do it. It's wonderful. Sometimes a little bit annoying. But anyway, it's the way we do it as children. Curiosity is a crucial ingredient for development. Many people call it a superpower. When we grow older, we become more aware of who we are and what we want in life. What brings us happiness, abundance, love, or whatnot? But many of us know what we are grateful for and for what we are not. Most people want to grow. They want to develop themselves, learn new skills, explore the world, find a better job, have a new relationship, and more. They want to stay curious and want to improve themselves. So the drive for improvements is one of the most important motivators to make a resolution. How do you make a resolution you can stick to, you may wonder? There's a strategy that I discovered that's very effective. It consists of 6 steps, and here they are. Number 1, know what you want, what you really, really want, and take time for that, because quick resolutions, there are no really quick resolutions for that, but once you've figured out what you really want, focus on it. Define it, write it down, be specific. How does it look like? How does it feel, even when you touch it? Or how does it smell? Whatever. Imagine it. Number 3, While doing that, see, feel, touch it in your mind's eye and imagine it is done. There it is. You have it. It is there. Affirm it. Number four, write down a statement in the present tense if you have difficulty to imagine it. Not all people are visualizers, so you better can write it down. It's much easier to do. I have reached my goal, for example, my ideal weight of X pounds, for example. That's how I look. Think of yourself, how you look in front of the mirror, how you feel, how it is that you reach that point of satisfaction. You lost your weight. Once you have done that, just leave it alone. This process is a process of the universe. Trust it, allow it. And now the most important thing is, once you have done this thoroughly, don't turn it off. Many people are starting to create self-doubt. Ah, it's not going that fast. You see, it was only an intention. Oh, it was only an idea. Well, it's like a dimmer switch. It's not brightening, it's dimming. It's dimming the possibility. So the most important thing in any kind of visualizations and stuff like that is that you allow it in. That's a very important step because we need to be patient. That's often not easy. It's often not easy. And before you know, you're asking yourself, where is my stuff? Don't do that. This process is often referred to as a law of attraction. Fine, whatever law you want to put on it, it's a practice that works if you stick six steps. The six steps are, I repeat them, know what you want, define it, imagine it, and if you have difficulty to imagine it, affirm it, write it down, and then leave it alone because that's the way to allow it in. Step number six. One day you receive what you have asked for because you have allowed it in. Congrats, you know it works. Now I'm looking at the sunny side of everything in my life. A part of my 2024 promise is fulfilled. I'm doing it. I am. Rick.
Wow, Frankie, good stuff.
Thanks.
So I look at resolutions as simple commitments. And I have three ideas that I use regularly to take action and make an impact. The first thing I'll do is I'll make a written note. It's like a system for me. I'll make a note in my iPhone so it's always handy, or I'll make a Google Doc that I could share with other people if it's going to be something that we're going to do as a team. The second thing is I'll get a partner, accountability partner, or a team together to support and encourage me. And I put a team together in 2022 in December. It's now a year, and my progress in 2023 was astounding. So in addition to having Frank and Peter to work with every Thursday morning, I have a team that consists of Carol, my wife, Aurelia, our sales director, and Allison, our virtual assistant. And the four of us work on all of these things together, and I was able to do less and accomplish more in 2023 because I had other people helping me. And then the third thing is that I'm asking people around me how I'm doing with these things. So when I started asking people how my actions impacted them, I was speaking these things out regularly. And then because I was saying them aloud every week, it was much easier to stay accountable. And so the three things that I do that might help you is write a note, get a team, and ask people how you're doing. Peter? Your final thoughts?
Yeah, I think those are great, great ideas. And I know another hack, one works for me keeping resolutions, is to listen and hear out whatever objections or opinions my conditioned brain has, excuses for procrastination and such. And because the way our brain happens to get wired over our lifetime determines how easy or difficult it is for us to keep resolutions. And no matter what objections or negativity my automated decision-making system comes up with, instead of fighting it, I just acknowledge it. I hear you. I separate myself from it. I say, I hear you. And then I say, I wonder what Pathfinder would come up, what she would arrange to work around that. And then I ask the Pathfinder's question. If you do that, you'll always find your resolutions keep themselves. And if you remember to schedule time for your own well-being, getting on track each day, you'll find your daily life works easier for you and you do more with less effort. Rick?
Terrific, Peter. Frank, your final thoughts?
Know what you want, define it, imagine it, affirm it, leave the process alone and allow it in. 6 steps. You can do it. Absolutely, you can do it. Do you want to know more? Visit our track, the Roadside Self-Care Pit Stop, where solopreneurs meet other solopreneurs to refresh, refuel, and retool and help you to keep up and stick to your New Year's resolution. As always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Well, that's the backbone of any resolution, isn't it? Okay, have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Great stuff, Frankie. So my final thoughts, when you make it simple, just 3 easy steps, no matter what you need to do, you will achieve that. Good luck. We're glad you joined us here. We'll see you soon on the Road Ahead Cafe.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.